Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Tuesday, it's 6:40, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, Stone and Tile Showrooms. All Natural Stone is the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone. And they have pros there to help you sort through it all and pick out the perfect stuff for your remodel. So check them out. They have four Bay Area locations: Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. They're open by appointment. Give them a call and set it up. Here's what's happening. It's cooler today. Going to be in the 80s, which is not the 90s or the 100s. Mm. So that's pretty good.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wasn't really aware that this was happening. This article is from the Merck, I believe, this morning. Darn it. I want to credit them, and I'll have to look and double check it. Yeah, it is the Merck. Okay, so they're saying that as kids return to school, and that's happening.
Yeah, some places.
Yes. There has not been an increase in outbreaks.
Oh, well, that's good news.
So that is good news. They're masked, disinfected, and distanced with encouraging results so far. California's K through 12 school children have been returning to the classroom this month. And so far, the state says no significant COVID-19 cases. So that's great.
That
is great.
I mean,
I know that we're still fully on distance learning.
Are you excited to get back to class?
You know, I want that, but not at the risk of my kids' health.
No.
So I'll talk with my kid's mom, and I'll certainly allow her to overrule any of my thoughts. But,
right.
But yeah, if they're working really hard to keep things safe, I think she'll benefit greatly from being around other kids.
Definitely.
It's almost as important as also her getting out of our house.
Yep. Lots of important pieces there.
Mm-hmm. So they say, like in Palo Alto, the superintendent says, we're rolling. They say 700 kids from transitional kindergarten through first grade have made partial returns to school last week. So they're sort of in a hybrid situation. Another 700 second and third graders will join them later this month.
Oh.
So it looks like, and that's just one of the school districts, but it looks like they're really trying to get kids back into the classrooms. And
is your daughter a first grader or second grader?
Yes, she
grader?
Is.
Oh, she
first
is.
Grader.
First grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that is interesting. Certainly necessary and yet risky as well. So I just know that a lot of parents have it worse than we have it. And I don't mean that like he, her. I mean that like I accept that while you may hear me bitching and whining about things, I realize we're like our youngest isn't even dealing with computer and distance learning and all that. So there's only one kid and it's not that bad. Not by comparison to someone, say, with three kids and no internet.
Right.
You know, I mean,
that
I realize
is a bad situation. Yes.
Right. Things are different and tough on a lot
just
of
everyone doesn't
levels.
Have a radio show, so we don't all get to hear about, that.
Right. That's true, too. And a separate story, but sort of off of that one, is the average parents who are working from home say their kids interrupt them 5 times a day.
Oh, that actually seems low.
It does seem low. It seems really low. I'd say if I were to ask my wife that, she'd say, try times 3.
Right.
Even
you get busted in on, a couple times a day.
Yeah. Yes. And there's 4 doors between me and the kitchen.
Mm.
It's such a weird corridor because this little offshoot of the kitchen is actually its own little
suite.
Yeah. Yes. There's a room. There's a bathroom, and there's another room, and one's the rec room, and this is the Mrs. office. And these, when we got the place, we sort of picked the places we were gonna. You know, you sort of divvy up the space.
Yeah. I need this for that, and that for this.
And this is her space, right? Which I'm currently parked in. I'm sure she's thrilled. The only reason I'm not doing it in my space, though, is that I'm upstairs. My little space is upstairs where everyone's sleeping.
Yep. Mm. Well, I wonder, though, should she maybe take your space upstairs and let you have that whole thing and move your guitar in there and a comfy chair or something? And
it would be a really neat room if all my guitars and my radio show and everything was in here. Yeah, it'd be a pretty neat room. But we haven't gotten to that point. I think it's denial.
Yeah, like this is not going to last forever.
Right.
Except that.
It seems to be forever. But let me go on, because parents do appreciate the situation anyway, and I have to admit, I've bonded with my youngest daughter in ways that I never got to with my older daughter.
Right.
I see my kid all day, every day.
Yeah, just sheer volume of time.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you guys are going to be very close. She loves her daddy.
Well, I'm pretty close with my older daughter too, but I always picked her up from her childcare and was with her alone for hours before mom got home from work. This was before the work from home situation that she got into, even before COVID. But, you know, when she was working in tech and driving into work,
right,
she was gone all day and sometimes into the night.
Yeah. And then had a work call at dinner and
Yep. So,
more emails after you went to bed.
Anyway, the average parent is saying they're interrupted up to 5 times a day since the new school year started. But deep down, parents are really appreciating the situation. They say the average family now eats 6 more meals together in a week than they used to.
Oh.
And 91% say they hope all this extra quality time continues even once this era is over.
There are very sweet parts of it. For many people.
So, there's that.
Okay.
So, who dreams about their wedding day? Bryn?
All men do.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Think about That's according time. To a new study that says men are more likely than women to say they've always dreamed about their wedding day, which
I was joking. Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm joking.
What
well,
now?
I'm not joking in the story, but I do think it's a joke. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it turns out we don't care that much, us girls. We're just like, oh, give me a pretty dress and a bouquet of flowers and I'm good to go. But you guys, God, groomzilla.
Say their wedding fulfills a lifelong dream versus 27% of women. I don't know these people.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, we know Hooman.
Oh, yes. Well, Hooman is, you know, they probably, but, I mean, he was surveyed and his answers were so adamant about what he thought about his wedding that, you know, some guys are into it. John definitely had his opinions. Like, for me, I just let my mom plan it. And, you know, she and my now husband would have it out on the phone and figure it all out.
I would like you to marry me.
Yeah, but I don't consider you, while you, I think, you know, yes, you are a woman, I don't consider you the average woman. I think that, for example, when I met you, you wore one pair of shoes every day.
Yeah.
Same pair.
Yep.
That's not something
they were
that,
comfortable and they were right there. And I was getting dressed at 4 a.m. So
I'm just saying there's you're not someone who's like, do you like this dress or that dress? You're someone who
I'm just saying I have no dresses. So
right.
Do you like these pants
like
or yeah, I don't like dresses. Hate dresses. God.
And it's all good. I'm just saying I don't see how they're cut, but whatever. Look, this may be true and I just may not know these people. And these people may be younger men.
Maybe.
Which is part of it, which would explain this part of it. The survey also found men are more worried about making sure their wedding looks good on Instagram than women.
Where's this from? This does seem inaccurate. Nicole, would you have, like, do you have a dream wedding planned out in your head?
No. The only two things I want is a buffet and an open bar.
Why a buffet?
I don't know, because it feeds more people.
Oh.
And pizza.
Like, are you going to do it at a winery? Pizza, do you have the place picked?
No, I have no idea.
No, well, that's good. You shouldn't. Don't worry about it.
Well, my sister, she's all done. And that I think her fiance really contributed to that because he was like, he was involved in it. And he
he had big thoughts on what the wedding would be like.
Yeah. And my sister had help because she works with event planners and wedding planners. So they just were like, oh, here's a list of vendors and just pick and call and see what works for you guys. And they did. And they had it done. within a month. So
her fiance probably falls in this category then, right?
But he doesn't have social media. So I don't.
So he doesn't care about the Instagram thing, but he definitely cared about the day and about the setting and about the wedding and about the venue.
Well,
and about
I think he just wanted to know like how much everything was going to cost. Just
Well,
that's reasonable.
Yeah,
that is a huge part of it. That is the whole thing, really.
You betcha.
It's just a very expensive party. Is really all it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So well, just and throw it does a party and do it easy.
It seems like there's a lot of assumed. Well, you have to have this. Oh, and yes. you have to have this, and
of course,
you find
this
yourself going,
well,
that's $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have that. Yeah. Or maybe you do. I don't know. I mean,
well, the thing is, it comes down to how much work you want to do by yourself. Like, listen, if you want to cook dinner for 100 people, go for it. It's still going to cost you money for groceries, but it'll be less than a caterer. But isn't it worth the price of a caterer to not have to serve in your wedding gown? It's just, you know. Parties are expensive. If you really want to just throw a backyard party and have a justice of the peace and tell everyone to bring a potluck, you know, that's the wedding
it's
that you're going
to have. It's a good move. But you know what, Sarah? That was, look, you were all at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You were all witness.
Yep.
That started out with my now wife saying, I just want to have a big party with my friends and dance. Okay. That's so easy. We got this. Mm. 5 or 10K could have thrown the biggest bash
sure.
in
get
a lifetime.
Band and put up a
and
tent
that would
somewhere.
Have still been cheaper than what we did. And yet, as soon as she started looking into it, it's like a spider web, dude. You just find yourself, oh, well, we have to get a venue. No, what?
Yeah, yes, you got to find some place to do it. And what are we going to feed these people?
And that's what that, right.
And I now really, now I'm going to go dress shopping.
Right.
And also, my bridesmaids are going to need these. And I got to buy it for the one girl because she, you know, she's always trying to pour them out.
So it really does take.
We got to have a honeymoon suite, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all you have
money?
To be superhuman to sort of dive into this pool and stay in the shallow end. I just don't think that it's as easy as everyone says. It's not.
No.
We went into it looking to have a party where people can dance, and we ended up with
a
normal,
wedding.
Regular,
you had a
old,
wedding.
A super expensive wedding.
Yep.
So
weddings, they're a thing.
Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
I joked about this the other day. I think we were. Oh, it was during my acting portion of the program where I was joking that I would give you mouth to mouth, but I also wanted to check your temperature first. This story is along those lines. They say the holidays are coming, pandemic or not. Mm. That means lots of families are going to get together.
Mm-hmm.
So will you check the temperature of your guests before you allow them into your home?
I'm
thinking like...
I really am going to try to trust people to either come or stay home if they're not feeling well.
You can't. I actually think you also can't ask them to, you know...
Right.
Do a temperature check.
They've arrived.
But people, I think people, it's almost got to be some kind of denial where they will say to you, oh, that sneeze? No, that's hay fever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, that cough? No, you know what? I just swallowed. Like they don't, no one wants to miss stuff. Maybe it's FOMO. Maybe it's denial. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I really don't think you can trust someone to say, I don't feel perfect, and therefore I probably shouldn't come. But that's putting themselves home alone.
And no one wants that at the
on
holidays.
On Thanksgiving.
It's the saddest time.
Na, na, na. I'm just having turkey burgers. It's not worth making a whole turkey. The rest of my family took off for the family home. Na, na, na. I'm gonna just hunker down. It'll be fine. I have Netflix. I have some pudding in the fridge.
Just don't think
it'll be fine.
Many people are strong enough to say,
I don't feel 100%.
Perfect, so I'm going to stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I will not test anybody's. We're not going to do anything. We might actually go up to Tahoe for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, just get away and breathe the clean, fresh air there and be alone.
3 out of 10 people say they will take people's temperatures before they allow them into their home over the holidays. And I say to that, you have the best of intentions. And you won't even do that. No,
they say
won't.
It's not a perfect indicator anyway. So what? Someone's running a temperature or a fever, they might not have it, and someone's not running and they might. So
now one of the things that I, this is not related to this particular story, but I have heard, if you really want to have people over for Thanksgiving, if the weather allows, it's best to have your meal outside. I could see doing that.
If you can do it. If it's, you know, and in California, that's possible.
Right.
In many southern states. But in Montana, my guess is that it's not really, that's not happening.
Right.
I need to be, we need to be inside. I can't remember why you brought up the mouth to mouth. Oh, the taking the temperature. Did you see the Instagram post on Alice973 Instagram yesterday?
I zoomed past it. In
I watched the whole thing. I showed John. We were rolling on the floor. It's so good job, Bryn. Way to piece that together just by letting it roll. I mean, and Nicole. And Nicole or Nicole, whoever
it's a, it's
whoever
a team
did
effort,
that.
Actually, it takes both of us. It really does.
It's so cute and so.
Why am I clapping alone? Hello, Bryn.
Oh. It's just and Nikki. To Jesus.
Great job, you two.
It's really cute. Look at the Alice973 Instagram. Go on the profile page, and you can see it right there. It's. I was like, oh, that one's a cute one. Like, I didn't. I guess because I was busy, you know, dying in that one. That I didn't really. So I didn't notice that he was coming in from mouth to mouth, but I didn't realize his tongue was leading. Like, I didn't. There was a lot of things I didn't notice when it was actually happening. My acting, though.
Yeah.
Super. Well, yes. Listen, you and I have starred in a few films together.
We have
so.
Been. We have been. Yep. It's that is true.
In fact, it was very funny.
Yeah.
We giggle about the little check I get in the mail for the mm-hmm. flight thing we did.
Yes.
You know, we starred in a film with Denzel Washington.
Yes, mm-hmm. we did. A few years
and
back.
Normally that's a $7 check or so. It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
It's probably the best scene in the movie,
paper.
Too, actually.
It is the best scene in the movie, actually. Of all mm-hmm. the scenes, we, and, you know, I'm not going to say we steal it because we don't. There's a naked lady.
But it's stolen from you, more like.
Yeah, it was stolen from us by someone's breasts. But yes, we're primary characters in that
I
movie,
was going to finish the thought. Flight has seen a bump in revenue or in use or in viewing because of the pandemic, I'm guessing, because
yeah.
I got a bigger check, like a $20
yeah.
check recently.
Oh, yeah. I want to say it was 27 bucks or something,
yeah.
was it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I
love
that.
The quarterly checks. I get one of those for cars, too.
I bet you do.
It's never been more than $100 ever, even when they first started coming. Which was
whatever,
many years
you're
ago.
In Cars, and Cars is one of the best animated
Gee,
films
I'm in a
of
scene with Paul
time.
Newman, Vincent.
I know.
Corey Turbowitz.
Yeah,
listen,
I have a character name.
You might think I'm kidding. I am not. I think you should be really proud about that.
I'm very proud. I'm so excited. If only Human
really
hadn't ruined
film.
Our relationship with Pixar, we could go and be in Pixar movies now. Pixar, take us back. He's not even on the show anymore. Vinny and I want to be, and Bryn and Nikki want to too. We'll
yeah,
do a crowd scene, anything you want. We'll make raspberry sounds, whatever, anything.
Anything you want.
Whatever you want.
Hey, Bryn, send them over that video of us acting. Maybe that'll
oh
do
Oh my
it.
God, do that, please. Send that to the Pixar people.
I was going to do text,
okay.
but we have yapped our way into commercial.
Yeah,
we have. We'll be back after this.
How do we do it every time?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.